And, you know, what I want you to do is one quick exercise, and we don't have a time to do a lot of tapping on it, but I think this is another good test for your fifth chakra, now that we've done some of this tapping on it, is, you know, if you wanted to take this a step further, the next thing that you could do is to close your eyes and imagine that you're there, you're standing there, and you've just been filled with the incredible rainbow light of all your chakras, the red, the orange of your feelings and sensations, the yellow of your beautiful third chakra, your unique identity, the beautiful green of your heart that loves fearlessly. And all of those beautiful colors are coming up to the beautiful royal blue of your fifth chakra. And even your indigo sixth chakra and your violet seventh chakra that allows you to see the world, all of those rainbow colors are speaking through that beautiful royal blue fifth chakra channel. Beautiful, beautiful. And imagine that you are speaking your truth in a way that is more honest and more real and more in the present moment, feeling it. This is how I'm feeling, and verbalizing it. And just let yourself see and feel that. And I want you to put someone in the picture that is the person that you find it's hardest to speak your truth to. A person that when you're around them, typically you find yourself doing all your worst possible vows come forward, and you're like, what am I doing? I just took three steps back in my personal development. The person that it's hardest for you to speak your truth in front of or to. And it could be someone from your past, you know, it could be someone who's passed on that you still need to work this energy through with. And just see energetically what happens in that picture. What happens to that beautiful blue fifth chakra? How do they appear in the picture? Is it their criticalness? Are they critical? Are they angry? Are they so needy that it's hard for you to speak your truth and say no? What is it that makes it so difficult for you to speak your truth around this person? Okay, so we're just going to do some quick tapping. I'm not going to get too specific, but it's like if you can take the person that it's hardest with and deal with some of that resistance, this gets easier. So there might be some more tapping for you to do on your own with this, okay? But tapping through the points, there they are, shutting down my truth. They make it so hard. They make it so hard. They make me nervous, on guard. They shut down my truth. I get confused. I don't know what my truth is. I start backpedaling. The pattern happens so fast. So hard to speak my truth to this person. They make it hard. They make it impossible. It's a pattern that is stuck like glue. If I were to start speaking my truth, they would probably fall over and it would destroy the relationship. It's like a no-win situation with this person. How do I speak my truth with them? I don't know. But I am open to it. Okay, and take a nice deep breath. So just a quick round of tapping, just to kind of bring some of it down. And just close your eyes and just see how the person looks now. What's the feeling? Can you bring back some of that beautiful blue fifth chakra light? Does it feel a little bit more like you could speak your truth to them? Okay, and I think this is a really good exercise, and again, you can do some more tapping on it just like we did if there's some specific things, But, you know, if you can, you know, even if this is a person that you're never really going to speak your truth around, when you can come, when you can reduce all that intensity, you'll be able to be much more present. And often, you know, there's certain people that I'm in relationship with that what I choose to do is be present with them and listen and just take them in, see where they're at, and just try to honor the relationship that I have with them and not even feel like I need to bowl them over with my truth. I certainly have good boundaries, much better boundaries about no one abusing me. But I find a way often to sort of float in and out, and I don't feel as stuck in this test of how am I going to speak my new truth now, okay? So what I want you to do is I want you to go back to all of those sayings that you wrote down, and I want you to rewrite a new saying, so reframe it in a different way. So if it's people don't care, it's people out there are freaking caring. Everywhere I look, I see caring people. Okay, if it's people are stupid, it's people are brilliant. There are brilliant people out there. I can figure it out. Okay, instead of I have a lot of wounds, I have so many gifts. Or something that, you know, resonates for you. I know exactly what to do. I see people trusting each other in the world. And what happens is you'll find more examples that support that view, that truth. Okay? The situation is full of hope. You know, people want to pay me. I totally measure up. I am on a different scale. There is no measuring up. Every scale is different. Okay, so reframe each of them in a way that works for you, and then I want you to tape them up on your mirror or wherever, and these will become your new affirmations. Okay? And this is where it takes, you know, this is where you have to use your energy, your third chakra power, strength, discipline, to be on it, you know, to be on this. And, you know, for the next 2 weeks, 14 days, practice proactively saying these new affirmations. It takes time to rewire the neural pathways that you have created around these sentences and all the icky feelings that go with them, because every time you say those icky sentences to yourself or about the world, emotions connect with them, right? A view of the world and emotions and feelings, and all of that gets wired together in your brain. And so we want these old ones to wither and die away, those old connections, and we want to create new ones, empowering ones. Okay, everyone got that? That is your homework. I want you practicing it, and I am going to do the same.